Hello everyone, Father Jared here, back with another episode of Burn As You Go. And this week we are talking about, well, I gave it a nice little title called hashtag blessed, right? Sometimes we see that, it was pretty popular like a year or two ago, we'd always see that hashtag blessed, right? Kind of use it as a thing to say, like, I'm blessed by God, but we kind of took it into modern culture and made it kind of weird and cheesy, right? Hashtag blessed. But that is our topic. We're going to be nice and cheesy and call ourselves hashtag blessed, right? So if we are aiming to be fruitful people and fruitful families and one big fruitful parish family, then we need to aim to be hashtag blessed, right? And the best place to look about the blessed life, to be blessed, is in our blesseds in the gospel, right? Particularly in Matthew chapter 5, we call them the Beatitudes. Right, and there's eight of them. And that's where we look if we're truly aiming to be blessed, right? To be blessed. And so there's different ways we can look at this. You know, we're blessed in the sense that, like, God blesses those who have these attributes, right? In the things that are listed in the Beatitudes, like, he blesses those that are experiencing these things. But at the same time, he blesses us with these attributes, right? He blesses us with the ability to even do them in the first place, right? And so those who are truly blessed should aim to look like this, right? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are the meek. We talked about that last week, gentleness. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the clean of heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you, falsely, because of me. Right, those are our Beatitudes. Those are what it means to be blessed. Right, that's what it means to be blessed, to be poor, to mourn, to meek. Or to be meek, that wasn't proper English, to hunger for righteousness, to be merciful, clean of heart, peacemakers, all of these things. That's what it means to be blessed, to live the blessed life. And that is because by doing so, we are becoming more like Christ, right? We are learning to live not for this world, but for the fruitfulness that feeds us for another world, right? We are living for the lasting fruits of eternal life. If we are being poor in spirit, humble, if we are mourning the loss of, you know, whatever is in our life. Sometimes we think of that, you know, blessed are those who mourn. You know, it could be people that have passed away or you know, stuff like that. But it's also things or states of life, right? Blessed are those who mourn for the life that they thought they could have lived. Or blessed are they who mourn, you know, the loss of, you know, their you know, physical faculties. They can't do the things they used to. Blessed are they who mourn, you know, not being young. There's all kinds of things that we mourn from. We're all mourners and we should be professional mourners. And we should rejoice in that because we are to be comforted in eternal life. And I can remember myself when I was entering seminary and there's like this really period of like a month or two where I was like really mourning celibacy. Like, man, like to not have a wife. And to not have a family, to not have children to call my own. It was like a real mourning. You know, it's like a stage, a period of my life of mourning that loss of that. And, you know, obviously there's still moments when that happens, but for the most part, it's now replaced with the immense, incredible joy, the deep, lasting fulfillment of being a spiritual father. Right? That's what takes the place of it. But there's a mourning, a period of mourning for that. And, you know, it's the same, you know, we say blessed are the meek. So those who are gentle, those who treat others kindly and gently and meekly, they will inherit the land, the kingdom of heaven. So all of these are ways that are so unsocietal, so unworldly, like the current world and state of things. But ultimately, this is what it means to live for the other world, to live for eternal life. Right? This is what it means to be blessed. And so if you're having like a terrible time in your life right now, praise the Lord. You are hashtag blessed, right? It's like, oh, wait a minute. He kind of said that it would be kind of rough, right? Yeah. If you're having a great life, then well, congratulations. You're hashtag blessed, just in another sense of it. But at all times, we are all aiming to be blessed, not for today, but for eternal life. And so may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he turn his face towards you and shine his countenance upon you. And may he fill you with his peace and every fruit of the Holy Spirit. May he give you the courage, the strength, the perseverance to strive for eternal life and to strive to be truly, eternally blessed. Burn as you go, people. Have a great week. See you next time.